Blog Talk Radio. My epic poem is a list of groceries sorted by things I can buy, generic and not. The hero is a box of Twinkies, because let's face it, nobody else can get the filling right.
Kingston, Born, Ika Mouse, Do You Remember? It's the name of the track, of course. Ika Mouse, Mr. Ripton Joseph Hilton, one of the early artists to be described as Sing Jay, which Sing Jay meaning it's a Jamaican style of reggae vocals combining toasting and, of course, singing elastic format that encourages rhythmically compelling and texturally impressive vocal embellishments, per Wikipedia. Beautiful stuff. You guys are listening to DBT CRFM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Hopefully, I don't know, man, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm a little bit flustered, and I hate Facebook because of this, because I got flustered because of a bigoted comment that was made on Facebook, like, literally, like, 15 minutes before the show, and, like, I got a little bit flustered because of that, and, yeah, I take that kind of shit to heart, especially when you're talking about colleges and being white, middle America, not being able to get college money to go to college. That kind of shit pisses me off a little bit, because I paid for every penny that I put into college, and I still haven't finished it. And when I hear white privileged kids talking about how they can't get grants, just pisses me off a little bit. But that's not why we're here. We're here to play some good music. And, of course, you know, since we did bring up the topic, if you guys have some opinions on college tuition and being an ethnicity versus being white Caucasian America and trying to get some tuition money, please feel free to call in. Number is 805-856-2808. Got some great chef, or great chef, wow. We got some great stuff on the show tonight, actually. We've got Drew Cowan Montag, who is one of the first people to take up my call to arms for independent artists, so to speak. I actually had the pleasure of doing an interview with her at Unlikely Stories Episode 4, and we'll be playing one of her songs later on tonight. We also have Aswad, L1011, the Michael Yonkers Band, the Crying Shames, the Tropics, TM Juke, and much, much more. You guys are listening to Late Night Garage Gobble Radio, brought to you by Literary Underground, Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and coming up next, we've got Henry Flint and the Insurrections. Name of this song is Missionary Stew. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Roberto Bolaño's Savage Detectives was written in 1998. I was 25 years old, but 20 years before that, I was 5 and in kindergarten in Park Forest, Illinois. Same year, Pablo Escobar's girlfriend, Virginia Vallejo, appeared in the narco-comedia Conexión Colombia. Half of my classmates in kindergarten were Laotians who came to the USA with hordes of other Southeast Asian refugees from throughout the Vietnam War. I wonder if together we can call ourselves a collective cocaine baby.
That was nihilist avant-garde musician and anti-art activist Mr. Henry Flint and the Insurrections. Name of that song, of course, being Missionary Stew. And if you guys are familiar with Henry Flint and the Insurrections, you might actually recognize some of the same bluegrass folk guitar chords that are played on a song that he does called Uncle Sam Do, which is a much better song, but unfortunately we could not find that for the show. In any case, we do have a caller on line one. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. Perhaps they have something to say about college tuition and being an ethnicity versus being white in America. Area code 219, you're live.
Do you have the forms available?
Yeah, I do, yes, yes.
If I get my forms turned into DCRFNRT radio, that my college tuition will get paid for.
Do you have did you have your both of your parents sign the application form, is that correct?
Both my parents, I called my mom, she was like, I can't do that for you today.
Mm-hmm.
My dad died.
Are you under the age of 25, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, your parents can still legally claim you as dependents on their college, or excuse me, on their tax form, and that would actually open you up to some Stafford loans or some of that stuff.
As an Asian American, I was a minority in this country.
Hmm. Well, you should have plenty of money then. You should have, like, buku money.
Right. All the money is set aside for minorities in this country, and I'm so tired of Hispanics and African-American people and Asians and all these people, you know, they go in there and they get free education. You will never meet a person of color in this country who has any sort of student loan debt at all.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll never find it. You look and you will not find it because Obama is taking care of the people of color in this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm calling into this show tonight to put an end to this bullshit. Because here I am, a white man, in the middle of America right now. And I cannot afford to go to school because every time I go down there to sign up those damn papers, they say, you don't look colored to me. Obama said, I'm no color. I said, you son of a bitch, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's quite a conundrum.
You find me one colored person in this damn country who has any sort of debt whatsoever or who is impoverished. You will look to the ends of the earth to find that, friend.
I agree with you, sir, and I applaud your enthusiasm on pointing out the fact that the ethnicities in this country and the minorities in this country are taken care of far more than white-class middle America. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes. No, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much for calling in. In fact,
can you play some Mario Speedwagon?
I can. I can, actually. Well, is Chad Van Galen cool with you? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool, man. You take care, man.
All right. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you for calling in and expressing your opinion.
You bet, man. Bye-bye.
All right. And that was area code 219 with a very pinpoint opinion about college tuition and being white in America. And then coming up next, we have Chad Van Galen. The name of this song is Molten Light. And I have to give a big shout-out to Bud Smith because he's actually the one that turned me on in this motherfucker. Big respect to Bud Smith. Chad Van Galen, Molten Light, DVT, CRFM. We'll be right back.
When I read literature in Spanish, because I learned it, because partially aided by Isabel Allende, I taught myself the language. She eventually turned me on to García Márquez, but then it took me quite some time to figure out that Allende isn't the most respected Latin American author. Roberto Bolaños says that her writings range from the kitsch to the pathetic, and that magic realism stinks.
Canadian independent musician Mr. Chad Van Galen, who is also a artist for a lot of his records in the early part of his collection there. And that was Molten Light. I highly suggest that you guys go onto YouTube, type in Chad Van Galen, Van Galen being one word, V-A-N-G-A-A-L-E-N. And definitely look up Molten Light. It's a beautiful fucking video, even greater song, so really great shit. Where do we go from here? Johnny Clark, actually. We're trying to mix things up because we had a lot of people complaining, not really complaining, but making suggestions on the last episode about we want more garage rock and we want less dubstep. So, you know, we're going to accommodate that. Perhaps you guys are familiar with the show that we used to do in the past called Friday RPM, which was 45s played during that show. A lot of 45 RPM songs played during that show. So, since we're on Fridays, we're kind of going that route tonight. Johnny Clark, Bad Days Are Going, coming up next. We'll be right back.
Come.
right, this is your Literary Underground newsfeed for, November 23rd of 2012 and November 24th of 2012, brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about the show that gets 4,500 listens a month, Your Mother's Medicine Cabinet, as I go to my radio and Wednesday night service. Of course, today's news feed is brought to you by, it's about I'm Just Trying to Change the Color on Your Mood Ring, which is a magazine print publication, micro print publication, brought to you by fine editors at, these guys have such a huge name, and I really, don't want to fuck it up. So I'm not going to try to, even pronounce the name of this press. But it's put out by Buckle Sweet and Mr. Stephen Perky, formerly of Modus Operandi. And the name of the magazine is I'm Just Trying to Change the Color on Your Mood Ring. Submissions are still open for that. Just in time for Valentine's Day 2013, it is a zine about love, some major words and art, true life stories, 500-word limit, flash fiction, which is also a 500-word limit, flash poetry, which is 10 lines max, photography, collages, drawings, and whatever the hell else you think fits the theme. Mini comic, recipe, word search, how about an advanced column or how-to piece? You guys can actually submit. That is a print zine, as I mentioned, to be held in your hands. Will debut on a grand scale at the Los Angeles Zine Fest in February, sent to each contributor around the globe and shipped worldwide to readers and lovers and weirdos alike. Deadline to submit to that is December 1st, 2012, and the zine will be released in January of 2013. Because love makes the world go round, and writers need to write, and artists need to create, so just submit something, motherfuckers. You guys can always send your emails to sunflowergrayproductions@gmail.com. That is SunflowerGray. GrayProductions, gmail.com, or you can just message Buggle, BUGGLE, Sweet, SWEET, on Facebook. Great stuff there. I really appreciate everything those guys at the Micro Press do. Micro zines are fucking dope, and you guys should definitely get into those. Man, I'm kind of drunk. I'm going to be honest with you guys. That being said, I'm going to play Jude Cowan Montague. I had the, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I had the pleasure of interviewing her for the November Interdependency issue at Unlikely Stories Episode 4. You guys can go to www.unlikelystories.org and check that out. It's still up, and it will be up until December 1st. So definitely go by there and check it out. Really great shit on there. But I had the pleasure of interviewing Jude Cowan Montague, and one of the songs that we didn't talk about was this one. This is called Cuban Blue, right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. We have 27 minutes and 38 seconds left of live streaming. Feel free to call in.
The only reason I discovered Gustavo Nieto Roa is because I had stumbled upon Virginia Vallejo's Amando a Pablo Odiando a Escobar during a Russian roulette visit to the library, in which I had 5 minutes to pick up whatever caught my eye. I picked it up along with a copy of Erica Jong's slut memoir, Seducing the Dragon, Writing for My Life. In my blind book-grabbing frenzy, I walked out of the library with a common theme in hand, memoirs from women who have slept with famous men. I was quickly bored by Erica Jong. Someone had once described her as a female Henry Miller, which had given me high hopes for her work. I found out that after her first novel, Fear of Flying, sold 18 million copies, the rest of her work never really lived up to the promise of the zipless fuck. Seducing the Dragon was supposed to be part memoir and part advice book for aspiring writers. It was mostly a long list of name-dropping and recollections of long gone glory days when she used to sleep with other people's husbands, including Sylvia Plath's husband, Ted Hughes. By the end of the book, she was describing a love triangle between herself and Martha Stewart's husband. The final chapter deals with how Jong's writing affected her family members, and her only daughter, Melissa Jong, in particular. Not sure what kind of advice she is dispensing. Wait till your mother is dead and your children are grown before you mortify them all and write under a pseudonym.
Associations of white, including two. friendship and career, you depend upon ideology and conflicts, long-term conflict between countries in the camp world. They should make their own decisions depending on some criteria set by the camp world.
Remember, the only reason that anyone knows who you are is because of me. Without me, you are nothing. Brian Fugier didn't even know who you were before I put you on the map, bitch.
Aswad, which means black in Arabic, British reggae group from the mid-70s, actually put out 21 albums, goddamn, Jesus Christ, really good shit. And then the name of that song, of course, was Dub Fire. You guys should definitely check that out. I love the bass line on that shit, most definitely. Looks like the night just got a little bit shorter. Next up is L1011, which would be translated into The 1011. Name of the song is Sorry About Your Irony. I wish I'd had it about 20 minutes ago. Here we go. DBTCRFM, Sorry About Your Irony, L1011. We'll be right back. That was Vamping Double Neck, Fretless Bass Duo L1011, straight out of Los Angeles, California. Really great track. The name of that song, of course, being Sorry About Your Irony. And fucking irony can be a real bitch sometimes. We got 9 minutes left of live streaming. I'm basically going to try to rush the rest of this show along because I'm just not even fucking feeling this bullshit right now. Michael Yonkers is the name of the band. Or, you know, you could name of the lead singer, guitarist, Michael Yonkers band. Name of the song is called Hush Hush. DBTCRFM. Fuck it. We'll be right back. Agree more at the moment right now. Feeling like listening to some silence, to be honest with you. It's kind of hard, man, when you're hosting a radio show like this and you're just not feeling it, like, near the middle of the fucking show or the end of the fucking show. I'm really not feeling this fucking bullshit right now, I'm being honest with you. So that's why I want to hurry up and try to burn through it. The Congos. Name of the song is Youth Man. We'll be right back. The Congos with Youth Man. Really great track. Looks like we got about 3 songs left on the switchboard, and we are now in After Hours. So We're going to go ahead and just try to burn through all these. Next up is The Colony, All I Want. Right here. We'll be right back.